Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The text that I have chosen for this morning's sermon is the Gospel, which was read a few minutes ago. When you use the phrases, look over there, or look at that, or look out, you're drawing attention to an event or an object that you don't want someone to miss, something that's important. Now, depending on what it is, the urgency which you use will vary from situation to situation. A baseball flying towards your head warrants more of a look out than a beautiful sunset. And you know why. If you miss the sunset, it's really no big deal. If you get clobbered by a baseball, it's a very big deal. On the spectrum between beautiful sunsets and incoming baseballs, my sermon is going to fall closer to the incoming baseball. Because what I want you to see warrants your attention right now. I want you right now to take a look. First, I want you to look at yourself. Look at yourself, not really on the outside, but at the inside. And I want you to think, what do you see when you look inside? Now, there really might be kind of three different people when they look inside. The first kind are those who just don't really think anything at all. I'm just me. I'm just an average person. But some of you might be those people who look inside and you see things you don't want to see. You see an ugliness that you just can't escape from. Americans spend $900 billion a year on beauty products to make their outsides look good. But it doesn't really help the inside at all, does it? What we see on the inside is oftentimes the ugliness that we hate. We have regret for what we have said. We have sadness for what we have done. We have guilt for what we have thought and done. It can be ugly deep down. Even Paul says in Romans 7 that he's a wretched man. And he's a wretched man because he knows that nothing good dwells in him. He wants to do what is right, but he can't. What he wants to do, he doesn't. What he doesn't want to do, he does. He sees ugliness, the ugliness of his thoughts and his actions. And he's the super apostle. He saw Jesus face to face. And what does he see? He doesn't see a loving and pure heart. He doesn't see a Christian. He sees his sins and his failures. The other type of people who look inside themselves might not really mind what they see. They might be like the rich young ruler who came to Jesus and said, "What do I have to do to be saved?" Jesus said, "Do the commandments." He says, "I've done the commandments. I've fulfilled them ever since I was a kid." Is that what you see? Someone whose ugliness inside really, it isn't all that bad. Well, no matter where you fall, the truth is we are all ugly inside. Jesus says that ugliness then even comes to the outside. He says, "But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this is what defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander." That's quite a list. Paul puts it simply, No one does good. Not one. We can hide the ugliness. We can deny the ugliness. But God doesn't. He looks and he sees men, women, boys and girls who think, do, and say the wrong things all the time. So take a look. Take a look at the inside, and you'll see that the outside is often a reflection of the inside. And it's not good. When Jesus was walking along the shoreline there, when he was kind of doing his thing, he was just a normal guy, what people would have seen. They would have seen a Jew who probably didn't warrant much of a second look. But when John sees Jesus, it's something completely different. Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus says that he deserves a second look. He's the one who will save you from your ugliness. He is the one with an unsurpassed beauty as the Lamb of God who takes away your sin and your ugliness. So look at Christ. Look at that Lamb of God who is your hope. Look at the one whom Isaiah says had no beauty that we should desire him. No majesty that we should look at him. One from whom men hide their faces. His beauty was beyond compare. But he put aside that beauty to take your ugliness into and onto himself. Those ugly thoughts you have, disfigure him. Those guilty thoughts that make you feel ugly inside, smeared on him. The sin that makes you ugly inside and out, they make him repulsive. Repulsive to mankind, and even repulsive to his Father in heaven. So look. Look at him. And then see what God really sees. The Lamb of God who is the perfect sacrifice for your sins. All the other sacrifices before Jesus were flawed in one way or another. But they were effective. They brought forgiveness to the people. They were pleasing to God because they pointed to Christ who was to come. Christ made those sacrifices effective because he would be the perfect Lamb of God who would take away all the sins of the world. He was perfect. He was unstained. He wasn't marred by the sins and failings of humanity. Instead, because he was perfect, everything you deserve was put on him. And now you have complete and total forgiveness. Look, your sins are forgiven. Your guilt removed. Your ugliness transformed into a beauty given by God himself. Look. Look at Christ and see what you are seeking. When Andrew and the other disciple followed Jesus, Jesus said to them, "What are you seeking?" Not who, but what. Because Jesus knew he had the what for them. He had what they really needed. You need beauty? It is in him. You find forgiveness, it is in him. Look to him. Spend time with him. And you will know the beauty that he gives to you. So look. Look at the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And then look at those around you. Look at those with whom you work or go to school or have coffee or see at the store. Look at those who are lost. Look at them who need the Lamb of God who takes away their sins as well. Look at them and see them as God sees them, people he wants to save. It's what Andrew did. Andrew left Jesus and he went right to his brother Simon. And he says, "We found the Messiah. You got to come and see." And Simon did. Simon became Peter. So look. Look and see yourself as Andrew, coming to people with the beautiful gospel message of the Lamb of God who takes away their sin and their ugliness just as he has taken away yours. When John the Baptist said, "Behold, the Lamb of God," he wasn't just getting the attention of those people who were nearby. He was telling everyone, including you and me, to look. Look and see the Lamb who saves you. Don't casually glance over. Don't look at him out of your peripheral vision. But look at him. Look, for he has taken on your ugliness. He has taken it into himself. And in return has given you a beauty that is unsurpassed. So look. Look with all the urgency of an incoming baseball. And you will find the one who takes away your sin. Amen. Now the peace which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.